Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Gishul Pasei Clifton. We are continuing our Daf Shavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shir is on Masech HaSukkah Daf Mem Zayin. And the topic is Shemini Atzeres, to sit or not to sit. After discussing the different halachas of the Dalet Minim on Shemini Atzeres, the Gemara on the top of Mem Zayin Amar Aleph discusses the halachas of Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. The Gemara brings in two different Lashonos, two different versions, as to whether one should be sitting in the sukkah for sure, with the machlokas being whether there's a bracha made. The other version of the Gemara that brings down, is that for sure there is no bracha that's made. The only question being, does one sit without a bracha, or does not one sit at all? These are the two versions that are brought down on the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara concludes towards the upper quarter of the Amud, the Hilchasa, and the rule, Mesav Yasvinan, and Baruch Elo Mevarchinan. We sit in the Sukkah, you surely sit in the Sukkah, but one does not make a bracha on sitting in the Sukkah. The question is, though, isn't this halacha, you can notice a peculiarity. So let's try that again. You can notice a certain peculiarity in this halacha. Good, that was good. Okay, the reason we sit on Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres is because of Sveika D'Yoma, the halacha which is responsible for the Bnei HaGola keeping 2 days of Yontif throughout the year, meaning we keep a second day of Pesach, an eighth day of Pesach, second day of Shavuos, second day of Sukkot, and of course the second day of Shemini Atzeres, known colloquially as Simchas Torah. On all those other days, we recite brachos such as Tefillah, Kiddush, and Hadlakas Neros. We recite a Shechionor all those days, with the exception of the 8th day of Pesach, which is later on discussed in the Daf. And at the second Seder, we make all the brachos and the mitzvahs of the Seder, such as Matz and Maror. So the question is, why don't we recite a Shechionor on the mitzvah of, on Sukkah of Shemini Atzeres? Is it the same idea? Aren't we sitting in the Sukkah because of Sveika D'Yoma? Interestingly, the Rambam codifies this halacha in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel. Easy to remember this. Sukkah 6:13. And the Rambam says the following: Bizman hazeh she'anu osim shnei yomim tovim, yoshvin b'sukkah shmonas yomim. These days when we have to make 2 days of Yontif, we sit in the sukkah for 8 days. V'yom hashmini, she'yom tovishu tashmini atzeres, yoshvin ba ve'in mevarchin leishe b'sukkah. We sit in the sukkah, we don't make a bracha on it, echoing the Gemara. V'chein, and furthermore, Tumtum v'androgynous ye'olam ein mevarchin leishe basukah. They never make a leishe basukah. Nei shehin chayovim misafik. They mevarchin misafik. Okay, so there's a suffik whether they're chayev or they're not chayev. Now, by the way, just you should know, this is the Rambam Lushitoso and the Derech of the Bnei Sfard, is that somebody who's not chayev to do a mitzvah does not make a bracha. Meaning, we know, it's Bnei Ashkenaz, and our minhag is, that if a woman wants to go ahead and hear the shofar, she recites the bracha of the Shmo Kol shofar, or Tekiah shofar, depending on who you follow. A woman wants to sit in the sukkah, she makes a Leishe Basukkah, that's clear. The Rambam, the Bnei Sfar, they do not do that. And therefore, when you have a case of a tumtum and androgynous, somebody whose gender remains a suffix for whatever reason, either because they have both simonim as the androgynous, or it's unknown what simon they have, as in the case of the tumtum. So the Rambam says we don't make a bracha in that case because you're only chayiv misafik, and we don't make a bracha on a suffik. The Rambam, interestingly, is lumping this halacha with the halacha of not eating in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, which clearly tells us that what? That the issue that we have over here is a suffik. We're sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres because of a suffik as to whether it is sukkahs or not. So the question is, well, all Yom Tov Sheni is a suffik. Why is this suffik or this halacha of Yom Tov Sheni on Shemini Atzeres different than any other halacha of Yom Tov Sheni that we have? So the truth is, the Rav brings down that we have to analyze the halachas to why we make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni, when in fact it is really part of a Sveika D'Yoma. And once we can analyze that, we can see why Sukkah is different. The Rav points down that, the concept of Yom Tov Sheni was codified in the Gemara in Beitza. And the Gemara tells us initially was set up because of, literally, we weren't sure exactly as to when Yontif was, when Yontif was going to be. Except we said that now that we are Bekiyim B'Kfiyat D'Yarcha, we know when the Halakas of Ibra Chodesh. So the truth is, we don't really need to make a Sfeika D'Yontif. So the Gemara says that the Hizar B'Minig Avoseichem, really the whole concept is Minig Avoseichem, that we're worried that, well, we have a calendar now, it could very well be that situation will arise that we have to go back to the Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, and we're going to be left with the case of a Sufik, a real Sufik when it comes to Yontif. So therefore what happens is that we do keep the 2 days, but the Rav also points out there's another aspect to it. The Chachamim instituted a bracha over there because we know this is only Midin Minhag. We were afraid of Zilzul. We were afraid that people were going to treat the day lightly. So therefore, Chazal instituted the brachos from the din of is a din derabanan that and that was. So basically, what do we have over here? We have Yom Tov Sheni, which instituted as a halacha min asafik, developed into a minhag avoseinu, which was added in by the Chachamim of a bracha on derabanan level in order to fortify the day. That's why we're going ahead and making a bracha on normal Yom Tov Sheni. Because again, it's a mitzvah derabanan. The Chachamim saw that we have to go ahead and fortify their takana. Well, Shmini Atzeres is completely different. Unlike all Yom Tov Sheni, which are, for example, either going to be a day which is Yom Tov, or it's going to be Chol, or Chol HaMoed to say, Shmini Atzeres by itself is a day of Yontif all over the world. It's Yontif in America. It's Yontif in Eretz Yisrael too. And because there's a Vavada Yontif, there's no Cheshash of Zilzul. So therefore, the whole nature of eating in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is purely Midin Safik. And since the whole reason why we instituted the Bracha was the Chacham were afraid that people are not going to treat the day light, they're going to treat the day lightly, since Shmini Atzeres is already covered from there, because it is a real Yontif Midaraisa, we're not worried about treating the day lightly. And that's why Chazal did not institute a bracha on the Sukkah for Shmini Atzeres like we do for all the other Sveika de Yontif. Because really the whole reason why we have a bracha on Sveika de Yoma is because Chazal were worried about a Zilzul. There's no Zilzul over here. What are we going to be doing? We're going to be Mezalzel and Shmini Atzeres? We're not going to be Mezalzel and Shmini Atzeres, because Shmini Atzeres is a din of Yom Tov Midaraisa. And this is what Rashi says when he explains the Gemara above. Rashi says when it's talking about Shmini, he says, Shmini hu, ve'in shim sukkah salav, ve'ainu lezeh ve'lezeh, le'sukkah, de'lo mevarchinan, le'vracha es yom ha'shmini chai ka'atzeres hazeh. Right? The words of Kiddush reflect the nature of Kiddushas Hayom. In other words, what reason is there in Isser Malacha? And the fact that the Isser Malacha comes from the fact that Shmini Atzeres is a Yontif, the fact that the Isser Malacha comes from the fact that it's Shmini Atzeres shows that that is the source of that Kedusha, and that's why we don't make a bracha on the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but we make a regular bracha on the Yontif. So if this is the case, and it's such an important issue in terms of sitting in Shmini Atzeres in the Sukkah, so the question is, why don't we... Oh, let me just add one more point then. So the Rav brings up a question that was brought down in the poskim, that if somebody made a mistake on the night of Shmini Atzeres and they said it's Yom Chag HaSukkah Sazeh, does one have to go ahead and go back to do Shmon Esrei? So the Rav, based on this idea that we were saying before, makes a distinction between Kiddush and makes a distinction between Shmon Esrei. Regarding Kiddush, the whole expression of Kiddush... Guys! The whole expression of Kiddush is to show what for what purpose is the Isser Malacha generated. And clearly, the Isser Malacha is generated from Shmini Atzeres as opposed to Sukkah. So if somebody would recite the bracha of Yom Chag HaSukkah Sazeh on Shmini Atzeres night, they would have to repeat Kiddush. They would not be Yotzei the Kiddush. It would be tantamount to saying Yom Chag HaShavuah Sazeh. It doesn't really cover the declaration of what you're making on the coast of Kiddush. But as far as Yontif is concerned, as far as Tefillah is concerned, Tefillah is something else. Tefillah is an expression of the day. It's an identification of what day this is. And in order to do this, it's the idea we spoke about last week of Me'in HaMa'ora, where you have to just discuss characteristics of the day. So on one hand, for sure, saying Shemini Atzeres is going to be good, because saying Shemini Atzeres means you're showing that there's an Isra Malacha, and we're keeping the day as Shemini Atzeres. But however, since there is this psak in the Gemara to Yesuvi Yasfinam Vruchi Lovarchinam, but that we do sit in the Sukkah, so that is enough, the Rav says, to consider Sukkah to be part of the character of the day, and thereby, if one forgets that it's Shemini Atzeres and says it's Yom Chag HaSukkos, the Rav follows the poskim who say that you would not have to go back. So we see that Sukkah definitely is identified as part of the character of the day of Shemini Atzeres. So then why there's some people, many members of the Hasidic community, who don't sit in the Sukkah? So one answer is brought down by the Aruch HaShulchan in Tafresh Samaches Sifim Gimel Tehei. The Aruch HaShulchan answers this question with another question. A very Jewish thing to do, we always know that. And that question is, why don't we go ahead and use the news a little bit Esrog on Shemini Atzeres? In other words, we're showing there's an Indian of Sveika Dion, and we're not sure we're going to treat this day of Shemini Atzeres as Sufik Shemini Atzeres, Sufik Sukkos, and that's going to be expressed through the sitting in the Sukkah. So then why don't we use the Lulav and Esrog? So the Aruch HaShulchan already quotes the Tosos, which points out that sitting in the Sukkah is something that many people do throughout the year. It's something which, of course, while we do it as a mitzvah, the activity itself is not solely identified as a mitzvah. In fact, there are people a couple of blocks away from the shul that have like a non-Jewish family. They always make the garage sales on Shabbos, so they're not Jewish. And they have this like kind of like a metal frame around their house, and it's covered with vines, and then they hang out there. They make their garage sales there all year. Kind of looks like a sukkah. Obviously, it's not a kosher sukkah, but kind of looks like the idea of a sukkah. Lulav and Esrog, nobody's going to say Lulav and Esrog is a recreational activity or something people do because it's fun. Lulav and Esrog is clearly identifiable as a mitzvah object. By doing something which is clearly identifiable as a mitzvah object, you're going to be diminishing from the kavod of Shemini Atzeres. Eating in the sukkah, since it's not identifiable by its nature as a mitzvah activity, in the sense that people sit in outside and do eat outside throughout the year, therefore that is allowed midin suffik. So comes Aruch HaShulchan and says many of these communities were located in very cold weather areas. And an area that's really, really cold weather, if it's going to be the first night of Sukkot and it's 25 degrees outside, what's the halakha? You sit outside. You put on a couple of coats, and that's a good day to have the chicken soup with the crab luch and everything like that. But if you're not chayif to go ahead and do it, and you're going to be sitting there for 25 degrees, clearly you're going to be showing that there is some type of a chiyuv. And by doing that, we're showing there's a certain type of a chiyuv, that's going to be a pegam in Shemini Atzeres. So the truth is, it's not that these communities had the minhag to make light of Sukkos. Adarab, they weren't making light of Sukkos, but rather they were showing in deference to Shemini Atzeres. Another answer brought down by this Fas Emes says that the whole idea that the Gemara is talking about is not whether there's a chiyuv of sitting in the Sukkah or not, whether it's something we should do or not. It's just that whether there's Baal Tosif or not, whether there's a matir. And the truth of the matter is, what the Sfas Emes says is that, yes, you're allowed to sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, but there's no chiyuv, and because there's no chiyuv, there's no reason to do it. That's why certain communities didn't go ahead and adapt it. The Rav has a very interesting answer, final answer in Rishimos Shiurim, and the Rav points out that throughout Sukkos, or let's start like this, the Rav points out that, based on the Ravid, a chassan and his shushvinan are potter from sitting in the Sukkah throughout Sukkos is because their mitzvah, you can't properly celebrate a chasna with dancing and singing and such within the confines of a Sukkah. It needs to be done in a bayis. So similarly, says the Rav, chassidim celebrate Shemini Atzeres very intently to the point where it's almost like a wedding. V'araya, what do chassidim do on Shemini Atzeres? They also make hakafos. So just like the chassan and kala are potter from a sukkah, so too, chassidim view Shemini Atzeres as a day where the chassan is Hashem, the Jewish people, the kala. And the chassidim don't eat in the Shemini Atzeres suda in their sukkah because it would take away from the intensity of the celebration of Shemini Atzeres. So, this idea that you have at least according to the Rav. It explains also why many Hasidim don't sit in the sukkah, because it's almost like a view of mitzvah impinging on the nature of Shemini Atzeres. So what the Rav's idea and what the Aruch HaShulchan's idea, you know, two very, very different approaches, what the idea is, again, is that, you know, we're sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres only because of a suffix. And while we want to go ahead and use it to be Yotzi in the midst of sukkah, we got to remember one thing. The issue at hand, or the avodah at hand, is primarily the kedush of Shemini Atzeres. And we must do whatever we can to preserve the integrity of that yontif, because, as the Rav mentioned, Sidim have such an important regard for it, and we also have an important regard for it. It's the special day, it's the day, the last day of the yontif cycle. It's the day where we can reach the highest levels, taking everything that we've done from Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, culminating with the Shemini Atzeres, and therefore, we want to do whatever we can to observe its integrity. And that's why we make the bracha on the yontif of Shemini Atzeres and not Sukkot. And that's why some Hasidim went ahead and didn't sit in the sukkah to preserve the integrity of the special Yom Tov Shemini Atzeres. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.